Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to IRL UK podcast, the podcast obsessed with real life stories. I'm Rhiannon.
Hiya, you're right.
This is Anna.
Hello, what's going on? What's new? Talk to me.
Anna just turned the telly off because I was getting distracted
I could see you looking.
The news.
Oh, what a day for news. Well, what a terrible few weeks for news. So we're here to cheer you up, hopefully.
Yeah.
Take your mind off all the shit.
Only weird news.
Yeah, exactly. We only do silly, fun, ridiculous news.
Yeah.
Let's try and forget about all the crap going on in the world. Not to get all sad and mopey, but it's been a shitty few weeks.
It has.
Forget about it.
Okay, so me and Anna both sat here looking amazing.
We're deep
in the middle of the heat wave. We've both been to the gym.
I feel like crying. Ian actually laughed at me when I walked through the door after my spin class. He said I looked like a wet terrier.
Mm.
I thought I looked all right. I caught a glimpse of myself at the bottom of our stairs of our flat and I thought, this is all right, you know? I mean, it wasn't great.
It looked like you had a shower and you had a sweat.
The face was okay. The hair was crazy, like Gene Simmons.
That's just what your hair looks like anyway.
Well, that's rude, but fairly spot on, admittedly. Yeah. Fine. So what's new? What's happening?
Oh, I thought you were going to say extra. Do you want to tell them about your chin?
No, I don't want to tell them about my chin, you fucker.
She was just saying she's very hot and it's bright red.
No, it's fine. What I actually said, and I'm not ashamed, is that I just epilated my chin so to make sure that I didn't have a beard for the summer.
I walked into it just so you know.
Just so you know, I've got face oil on because I've just epilated my lower face to make sure there's no beard or moustache accent.
Action. Fuck the patriarchy.
Yeah. So thanks, Rhiannon. That's awesome. Let me think of something embarrassing about you that I can bring up.
You can tell people how I smell right now.
You do stink of garbage. Like hot banana skin garbage.
It's what happens if you go to a gym where it's just men pumping iron. Oh, so disgusting.
Oh, gross. Okay, well, we're not here to discuss any of that nonsense,
no.
Believe it or not. We are here to talk about real life stories, your crazy shit you see in the weird news section on the interweb, or in your real life magazines, your chats, your taker breaks, your pick-me-ups.
Closer.
They're the only three I ever remember. Close is really good for real life stories, actually. Mm. And general shiz like that. Just weird stuff that happens to real people in real life.
Yeah.
Crazy shiz.
Please continue sending stories. Two of my three stories this week are from listeners who've sent stories in.
You're such darlings. We love you dearly.
It's so dreamy.
What a bunch of babes.
So you can do that via our social networks. Anna, do you want to...
You certainly can. Check us out and send us messages and come take a look at all the silly pictures we put up over on Twitter and Instagram at IRL_UK_podcast. And then look for us on Facebook in the search bar and you'll find us. And I think you'll just have a really good time with it. And yeah, send us messages if any stories you want us to cover. Let us know that you think we're great. Don't let us know if you think we're shit, because that feels like crap. No one wants that.
Mm.
No one would ever want that.
No, just 5 stars or not.
And also review us on iTunes. Give us 5 stars and tell us we're the best.
Please.
That's what we like. We're thirsty for likes and we're thirsty for good reviews. So please do carry on doing that.
And water, because
I'm actually sweating still.
I know.
I can't tell what on my face is sweat and what is the face oil that I had to use for my beard. It's disgusting.
Oh, I like it.
Good. Well, thanks very much.
I feel like we're speeding through this episode because we both know the minute it's done, we can just lie still.
I just
still
want to put
no
peas on
us.
My face. Cold, cold peas.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's get this done. Let's go home. No offense. It's all right for you. Like, you might be sat in a paddling pool right now, listening to IRL. You might be eating a Calippo or a Twister.
The heat wave might have broken.
Yeah, it might actually be cold by now.
You might not be wearing head to toe black like I thought was a good idea.
Probably not your best move, but that's cool.
Yeah.
Right, who wants to go first?
Me!
Fucking hell. All right, go for it.
This is one I found myself.
Oh, well done, Rhiannon. Good work.
I'm happy for fiancé to keep sleeping with men for money, says civil servant marrying £130 an hour sex worker.
Oh, £130 an hour. Is that a normal amount? Is that reasonable?
I think that's quite cheap because let's face it, no man's going to take an hour.
No.
You're probably going to get 5 minutes of that, which is around £12.
Yeah, for sure. Nice maths. Mm.
Bit less, but did that wrong. But anyway, fine.
Irrelevant.
Shy civil servant Andrew Hammer. Do you think that's Hammer, even though there's only one M?
Hamer, maybe.
I just want to really make sure you can look him up.
Yeah, it's important that you Facebook him immediately. Mm.
Shy civil servant Andrew Hamer Hammer was so unlucky in love, he booked a sex session with a prostitute. Oh my God. This is Pretty Woman.
Oh, yeah. Can I just also say, I'm glad you brought that up. Mm. This, what I'm about to say, is unbelievably unrelated.
Okay.
Watched Notting Hill the other day, and that woman's a bitch.
What, Julia Roberts?
She's fucking out of order to him the whole way through.
I refuse to have sympathy for Hugh Grant.
Oh, I'm fine. Well, that's what my hair looked like when I got him from the gym. I just realised. She is horrible to him.
Oh, well.
She didn't tell him she's got a boyfriend.
No.
And she yells at him just because she, for no reason, opened the door. Who opens the door at someone else's flat?
Yeah.
You fucking dick. Yeah. Especially when you're an A-lister. Yeah. And then some other stuff that I forgot about. But I was really pissed off. But do carry on with your story that's got nothing to do with how
we'll
much
talk
I hate
about
you
that on our movie podcast. We don't. We definitely need to start.
Please. You're lucky I watched a film at all. I hate films.
And you watch a lot of films for someone that hates films.
Like what? What was the last film I watched? You don't know. You weren't here. I don't know why I brought that up and why I'm so offended by it. Carry on. What happened with the hookers?
It was meant to be strictly business, but the encounter led to romance, a proposal, and an engagement.
Ooh.
Now Andrew, 48, who lives with his 78-year-old mum, is looking forward to married life, and he doesn't mind if his bride carries on work as an escort. What
so what,
do?
He booked her as
he
an escort,
her as a prosy.
And she somehow fell in love with it, the guy that lives
they
with his
mum? They
fell
in love with each other.
Yeah, but he fell in love with a hooker, but what is in it for her?
Fell in love with her.
Sure.
He asked her to join him on a trip to Paris.
Mm. Yeah, I quite like travelling.
Don't know. He must have had to pay per hour.
Oh, fucking hell. But that, yeah, what's... So she's honestly in love with him?
She says so.
The guy that lives with his mum?
Yeah, where he asked her to be his girlfriend. When they returned, he proposed in his mother's house with a £200 diamond ring from H. Samuel.
Oh, God. There are photos.
There's Andrew.
Well, he looks all right, actually. But, I mean, let's not get into that right now.
We'll post a picture on our social networks. Now, Kat will be married and white before the year is out.
Not in white.
That is fucking bitchy. That is subtweeting right there in that article.
That is unfair.
And Andrew's mum has even given her blessing. Overjoyed Andrew's in no doubt he doesn't have a problem with Kat continuing as a prostitute. He says, "There's too many people judge, but I'm objective. I can separate what is Kat's job. It will never come between us." Apparently,
shit. That will last for about 10 days.
Apparently, Kat can sleep. How many men at a day do you think she can sleep with?
If it was me, it'd be zero. Because I absolutely refuse.
If it was your job and you were getting £130 an hour.
I mean, it could be my job. It's not that hard to become a prostitute, Rhiannon. It's not like I'm not doing it because I can't
find
the right job.
You might only have to have
sex
twice and you'd get £260 a day. That's not bad,
That's not
it?
Bad, actually. I might look into that. You don't have to look. There's no kissing, is there? No touching.
That's what Julia Roberts says.
The penis bit.
The only bit you have to touch is the penis.
I think I could ignore that.
With the inside of your vagina.
Do you reckon you can wear one of those sleep masks so you don't have to look at them? Not in a 50 Shades of Grey way.
Smells of lavender.
Yeah. Not in a hot way. In a literally, I don't want to see your dick and balls way.
Yeah.
So how many does she bang?
Five a day.
That's not bad. Fucking hell, that's a lot of money.
He says, "I know she's working, but I don't think of her as being with other men. It's what she is with other men.
I mean, that's all she's doing.
It's a job. She's having sex, but she's not making love. Not like we do.
I don't think she's making love to you, big guy.
It was different with us from the start. What we have together is special. I never knew love could be so wonderful."
I feel really sad. Was he a virgin before this?
I'm guessing. I do not have verification.
Okay, fine.
His mum, Lillian... That
sounds like a 78-year-old woman's name, to be honest. I believe that.
Says, "I'm thrilled to bits. Andrew is so happy with Kat. There's nothing at all wrong I could say about her. She's lifted the whole mood of the house. She's charming, thoughtful and caring. I know what she is for a living. Andrew told me.
Yeah.
I wish she didn't do it, but that's her choice. We never mention it. I don't want to embarrass her."
Oh, that's sweet. Good old Lillian. I don't mind Lillian. She sounds right.
Very, very open-minded. Andrew hasn't told everybody what his wife-to-be does.
Fair enough.
I told my closest friends at work, he says. They were very pleased for me. Their views are very liberal.
Sure, sure, sure.
Kat starred in movies, including Sugar Daddy and Vampire Lovers.
Oh, so she's not just a hooker. She's also a porn star. Yeah. That's awesome. What do you think would be worse if you were going out with a hooker or porn star?
A hooker be worse.
Do you think?
Because porn star, I think it's very unsexy. It's a bit like, oh, quickly, and then you get more money.
But I feel like if you're a hooker, you probably wouldn't have to do some of the gross things that porn stars have to do.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen any porn?
No, I don't like that kind of thing.
Yeah. Anna. Do you know what DVDA is?
DVDA. Deep vein.
No.
No.
Double vag, double anal. Two dicks in your vag, two dicks in your anal.
You've told me this before, I remember now, and I wipe it off my brain.
It's a thing that people... So, I don't think that many prostitutes have to do DVDA, is what I'm saying.
Definitely, you would not... You'd want more than £130 now.
100%.
Kat has starred in these
movies. So, you don't want me to just keep listing disgusting things at pornos?
Go on, do
no, so I can't. I okay. don't want to do any more, actually.
She also appeared on Jeremy Kyle in 2009 with her twin sister, Kit. Get it?
Kit Kat.
Yeah, Kit and Kat.
Were they... Christen that.
About their career in porn films.
Oi, oi, oi. Is that their given names?
I don't know. I don't know if that's what her mum had in mind. God. And last year she went on This Morning to talk about how she was giving students discounts for sex.
Oh, that's nice.
She told Eamon and Ruth, love Eamon and Ruth, better than Holly and Phil, I think.
Oh, yeah, I hate Holly and Phil.
You get student discount on a pizza, so why not sex?
Hang on, did we do this? Was it Nottingham? Oh, no, that was like a brothel van.
That was
van.
The brothel yeah, van.
So I got muddled with my hookers.
Yeah. And that's kind of it. Kat says, Andrew came to me as a client in October and we clicked immediately. He took me to Paris last month. We had a wonderful time. He asked me to be his girlfriend. I accepted. I can't believe he proposed. Even she can't fucking believe
it.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
Yeah. So okay, there you
go. Rhiannon, will you keep us updated on when the wedding is and if there's any photos of her in her white wedding dress?
Yes.
Because I'd love to see what the wedding favours are, what the bridesmaids look like.
Yeah.
I just think it's going to be one hell of a day.
She's got a very unusual sense of style.
Has she? That's hookers for you.
Oh, apparently he did lose his virginity to a prostitute, but he didn't with her. He lost his virginity when he was 39 with a prostitute.
He is. I'll tell you what, that cat's a lucky lady because this guy's a real...
A real catch.
39 is when he lost his virginity and he lives at home with his 78-year-old mother, Lillian.
Yeah.
But let's not judge because...
No, hashtag no judging.
Nah, fuck it, I'm judging, it's fucked up. Right, let's move on because he's pissing me off a bit, to be honest. Lady in sumo suit bludgeoned ex with Smirnoff Ice for flirting with a man dressed as a Snickers bar.
This is unbelievable.
So this is an old story, this has been around for a while, but I had to check with Rhiannon if we'd done it or not. To the best of our memory, we have not done it, and I can't imagine why.
Rings a bell, but
I feel like if people don't drink cider in Sunday sports stories, they probably drink Smirnoff Ice. So yeah, I wonder if it's come up before. And I just feel like drinking a Smirnoff Ice would probably be the beginning of a lot of IRL stories. You know what I mean?
Hit me.
Okay, not with a Smirnoff Ice bottle though, because that's
not water. Look, if it's cold, I'd think about it.
I'd take
now.
It right now. Bludgeoned. It seems a bit. Gruesome.
Did he die?
No, and it was
a
woman.
I reckon you've got to die to have be bludgeoned.
No, I think it's a woman. I think it was a lesbian relationship.
Oh.
It was a lesbian relationship.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
That is
how
bad
dare
of me.
You assume?
How dare I assume?
It's 2017,
Rhiannon. I'm upset with myself.
You should be. I mean, there was a lot to take in. I think, like, don't panic yourself. It was a crime of infinite ridiculousness. Dressed in a sumo wrestling suit, Sandra Tolbert assaulted her ex-girlfriend with her own girth and a bottle of Smirnoff Ice.
Her own girth.
This was vengeance for flirting with a man dressed as a giant Snickers bar.
Could I just say this sounds like something that would happen when we went to Skegness.
Bognor Regis.
No, Bognor Regis. When did we go? Oh, Bognor Regis to do the Mighty Hoopla and everyone was dressed up. But also
and we drank a fair amount of hooch and Cactus Jacks, which I know you were drinking at the weekend, by the way. And I told you never to drink that without me. And you did it anyway.
No, I didn't have one. Why? Because you weren't there.
Oh, well, really good save there. A Dublin court convicted Tolbert. And according to the Evening Herald, the assault occurred on Halloween night 2008. So this story is 10 years old.
Take me through it because I want to know. I'm confused who's in sumo, who's in snicker.
Gotcha. Okay. So Sandra... She was dressed as a sumo wrestler and she ran into her ex-girlfriend, Adrienne Martin at Gay Bar.
Right.
Gay Bar. During the evening, Sandra, who was wearing an inflatable sumo suit,
right,
bumped into Adrienne.
Literally.
And when she turned around, the accused said to her, the accused is, of course, Sandra, said to her, "Keep smiling, cunt," which is a bit unfair.
I'm going to start starting conversations just, like that.
There was absolutely no reason for her to
keep smiling, cunt.
That seems a bit mean, but that's fine. No, again, no judgment. Hashtag no judgment. Later, a man dressed as a Snickers bar began waving at her, and when she went to wave back, Sandra pushed her arm from behind. When she asked what the problem was, Sandra said, "Your arm's in my way." She's full of shit, Sandra, and I'm going to use
this one as well.
I love her
Sandra
attitude.
Sandra is my spirit animal. She's a sass bag. Your arm's in my way.
The confrontation escalated, and Sandra reached into the folds of her inflatable flesh, where she had hidden a bottle of Smirnoff Ice. A, that's contraband. You shouldn't have that.
No, B, that is amazing.
Yeah, okay.
Drinks holder.
I love smuggling in drinks. It's my favourite thing to do.
Oh, my God.
But you should not have Smirnoff Ice
folded
Sandra's away
side.
In your inflatable flaps. Inflatable flesh. I would never have said flaps on purpose. That's my worst word. Don't start saying words I hate. The next thing, I got a blow to the left side of my head beside the temple,
yeah.
Adrienne said.
Yeah.
My knees went from under me and I went down.
Oh,
lesbian joke. Grow up. Grow
Men
up.
Men do that too.
Grow up.
Have to be lesbian joke.
Grow up. She walked away laughing and sneering at me. I had a massive lump on the side of my head. Sandra, an aspiring tattoo artist, was escorted out and had to be asked to partially deflate her costume so she could get out the door. How have we never done this story?
Can I just ask, what do you do as an aspiring tattoo artist?
Do bad tattoos on
pig
your
skin
mates,
or what?
Your mates who then have fucking
bad
tattoos forever. But how did she carry the Smirnoff in her suit? This mystery was at the centre of Sandra's defence. Her barrister argued that she could not fit the contraband drink in her sleeve due to the suit's airtight seal.
Oh, hun, don't try that one. I fitted a whole box of wine down my jeans before.
Oh, exactly, yeah. But that... It turns out no one believed
that
bullshit. And she was fined €400.
Oh.
Which back in 2008 was a hell of a lot. That was in Dublin.
Ireland.
Dublin they were. So that is one of the greatest stories we've
amazing.
Ever done. So thank you to Sandra and to
Adrian.
What
was the opening line? Stay smiling, cunt.
Keep smiling, cunt.
Keep smiling, cunt.
I mean, in fairness, it says C*T. Now, I don't want to have to say this, but you might be saying keep smiling, clit.
Oh!
Because I don't like that word either. They're obviously just trying to piss me off.
I can't believe you
Dublin
just said
folk.
That.
I know, I'm furious at myself.
I feel a bit blown away by you just looking at me saying,
what is annoying is, if I say something, everyone gets pissed off that I've said it.
Yeah.
And yet you lot all say it to me all the time.
No,
you
don't
like it when I say it. Well, I don't like it when you say it, turns out. Fuck, so I'm trying something new. I'm being risque.
Can you say poo?
No, why would you ever do that? Gross.
Right. Okay.
Any more updates on the shower poop?
No.
Nothing. Someone must know what
happened. There's like two or three floors in the building that no one has moved into yet and is still a work site. So maybe they're just pooing on those ones and no one knows. And then when they move in, other people that are going in,
but
maybe
there'll
be absolutely loads of shit. Do you know what annoys me is as soon as these mysteries come up, yeah, they're funny, but I always know straight away it's never going to get solved.
It's infuriating to me that we will never get to the
bottom
of it.
We'll never know. Who's shit in the... Bar power shower.
Shout out to Jay Cross.
That's our impression of our friend Jenny. Is Northern Irish. Oh, in case you thought she was Jamaican.
Casual racism on a number of levels.
Bar power shower.
Bar power shower.
It's alright, she likes it. She thinks it's
yeah,
funny.
She started it.
She doesn't listen to the show, so she won't know.
Oh, fuck her then.
Yeah. Okay. Right, I love this
Try
story.
Try not to be racist in this story.
I love this.
Or homophobic.
I like how I can't promise anything.
We've done both of those already. So
this is kind of about sexual assault, so that's not good.
Cool.
This got sent to us by Rachel Smith. Hi, Rachel.
Well, then it's Rachel's fault if this is inappropriate.
She sent us such a good story, and I emailed you with this one. I was like, how have we not done this one before? She said she only started listening a month ago. She did send this
Where
in.
You been? Where you been, girl?
And her brother listens too.
Oh,
and,
sweet.
They have already caught up and listened to everything.
Oh, thanks very much. And shout out to the Ducats for taking us on a road trip. And Was it one of their husbands getting one of their husbands involved?
I think so, yeah.
Shout out to those gals. Always shouting out to the Ducketts.
Yeah, always.
And Rodney too.
Yeah, Rodney too. Right, okay, you ready for this?
Okay, thanks Rachel Smith in advance. I got a good feeling about this.
Ventriloquist denies that his dummy, Griswold the Superdog, made sexual remarks to a woman in the street, hid in his trousers and said, "Why don't you come and have a feel at this, missus?"
Ah, interesting.
I've got a question, Anna.
I've got a bunch, but I'll let you go first.
You work on the internet. Is that why people put all of that shit in the headline? I mean, only the Daily Mail do that.
No one else does it.
So you've got a ventriloquist, weird as they are.
I mean, though, that is a packed story, so it would be hard to... It'd be a shame to leave any of the deets out, but yeah.
He's denying that his dummy...
Probably didn't need to say the name of the dummy in the headline.
Griswold the... Why would you not have Griswold the Superdog in there?
Maybe put that in the sub.
So he's denying that his dummy made sexual remarks in the street.
Unbelievable. What if it's just haunted, like Annabelle?
Oh, I did see a haunted doll story today. But,
I hate haunted doll stories. Yeah, they're too close to what could really be true.
Yeah.
Okay.
A ventriloquist is trying to clear the name of his dummy, Griswold the Superdog, if you remember, after a woman told police it made sexual comments to her in the street.
Ah, sure. Are there quotes of what the dog said? Yeah. I'm going to need... Hang on, does the guy look a lot like Susan Boyle?
He looks exactly like... He looks like a mix between Susan Boyle and that Chris man who everyone thought had done a murder in Bristol, and then it turned out he hadn't.
Oh, no. Do you remember? Yeah, everyone thought he was a murderer just because he was a bit funny looking. Well, I don't know, I still don't trust him.
He looks like a... That's a perfect mix between him and Susan Boyle.
That's a hot combo.
We'll tweet this on our social networks.
We'll do a face swap or face mash or whatever you call it.
David Sampson says he was questioned by police for more than... I'm just thinking we probably shouldn't put that poor guy on there.
David Sampson says he was
questioned by police for more than an hour about whether his dummy had made offensive sexual remarks as he promoted one of his shows outside a pub. According to fundraiser, he was asked if the puppet got in his trousers and asked a woman, "Why don't you come and have a feel at this, missus?"
How do you fit a whole ventriloquist dummy in your pants?
I have no idea.
What is he wearing? Big bloomers, like custard trousers?
Probably. Jeez. Mr. Sampson, who has not been charged with any offence, insists the alleged incident could not have taken place because his dummy doesn't talk.
This is out of control.
And so he couldn't have made the lewd comments?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck is going on here? He's trying to clear Griswold's name and save his own reputation.
You don't need to clear a dummy's name. You don't have to worry about that.
Mr. Sampson says police visited his home before he was grilled over the incident at Rugby Police Station during an interview. Mm-hmm. He explained to the policeman.
Deadly seriously
that Griswold could not speak during the questioning.
Thanks for clearing that up for us.
So Mr. Sampson would have to answer on his behalf, I guess.
Thank you, Mr. Sampson.
Mr. Sampson also denied making the rude marks himself. Finally, we get to it.
Thank you.
During the reported incident outside a pub.
Okay.
He said...
Had cider been taken,
I would imagine. So, definitely. She claimed Griswold gave her a load of sexual abuse and then hid in my trousers and said, "Why don't you come and have a feel like this, missus?"
Oh, geez.
But Griswold cannot get in my trousers. It never happened. She said Griswold said a load of lewd words. Whenever he appears, he's always under the vet. He's lost his bark, so he doesn't speak. He's like Sooty. My dummy can't speak.
This is getting slightly too much.
Asked if he made the rude comments himself, he added, "I didn't. I was stunned at the language she said was used."
Are there any direct quotes apart from, "Why don't you come and have a feel of this, missus?"
No, just lewd comments. Mr. Sampson insists the allegation against him are motivated by personal grudge. He said, "At the station, I just said I hadn't done anything. I thought, I'm not going to take Griswold with me. I'd already spoken to the PC and pointed out Griswold couldn't even get in my trousers."
Duh. Look, he won't fit. Isn't this a bit like the OJ Simpson glove?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
So what's happened here is they say that they shrunk OJ's glove or they made his hand inflate or something stupid. He probably just turned up to the station in skinny jeans, even though he'd been wearing big flares the night before.
Fucking hell.
This is bullshit.
Criminal mastermind.
Smart.
He added, "Griswold is definitely innocent, okay?"
Yeah. Free Griswold. He didn't go to prison, did he? That'd
Warwickshire police have confirmed they launched an investigation.
Against Griswold or against anal bum pie?
They didn't say. They said that the 67-year-old man voluntarily attended an interview, which of course is not Griswold, because as we know, can't talk.
Not real, yeah,
because the vet took out his voice box or whatever the fuck he says.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, that is your classic IRL story. It's got all the elements you want. Mm. It's got lewd comments, somewhat of a sexual assault, but like a funny one.
Yeah, a pub.
And a guy that looks a mix between Susan Boyle and that guy that everyone thought was a murderer just because he had fuzzy hair.
Did not murder.
Okay, here's one for you. This is... Have you heard of this thing before? It's called... I can't find it, which is awesome. So I'm just going to keep filling for a minute. And I don't know why I did this to myself.
Oh.
Here we go. Body Integrity Identity Disorder.
Body Identity Integrity Disorder.
Also known as BIID.
BEED.
It's basically when you feel like a limb doesn't belong to you, so you want to have it amputated.
I don't love these, but I am a bit obsessed with them.
Yeah. This guy knows there is nothing wrong with his leg, but he still wants it amputated.
Oh, I think we did one of these before. It's so rough.
It is sad, and I do definitely feel sorry for him, because you can't help it if that is how you feel, but it's just crazy.
Ridiculous.
I want to bring some awareness. Let's do a fundraiser. We'll do a bake sale.
Oh, let's start a charity single.
Oh, that'd be great. Any ideas what we should sing?
Don't cut off your limbs.
I've never heard of that one. Sounds good, though.
Yeah.
What's the next line?
Your limbs are supposed to be good for you.
Yeah, and next one?
Don't cut off your limbs.
Yeah, and the next one?
How will you go to the loo and do a poo?
Oh, I'm absolutely not being part of this hell.
There you go.
Well done, you managed to... Otherwise, I was just going to keep making you keep singing. Bravo, Rihanna.
That's all right.
So smart. Nick 29 is fully able-bodied, yet so desperate to have his leg amputated, he straps it up and hobbles around his flat on crutches.
No.
Like, he literally folds it up and, like...
Do you do that when you were younger? If someone in his class had crutches, you'd have a go on them.
I was desperate to have crutches when I was a kid.
Desperate to break my leg.
Yeah, I prayed every day that my brother would throw me down the stairs.
Oh my God, you've got bead.
I've got bead. No, I was just lazy. I didn't want to go to school and do cross country. The special needs teacher has even injected his leg with alcohol to force doctors to remove it and has been... This is really sad. He's been fleeced out of £20,000 for a sham amputation.
Oh,
so he paid out 20 grand to this guy, and then who said he was going to do it for him, because it's actually illegal to just amputate for no reason. And then the guy just disappeared. He couldn't get hold of him. And that fucked up. I feel really sad for this guy.
Also, what can you arrest him for? Not cutting off
someone's
leg?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I'll
sorry.
Go into it. Oh, no, it's fine. I brought it up. But I'll go into it later because it's a whole fucking mess.
Mm.
But nothing deters him. He says, I want to be amputated. I perceive that to be my end goal. It really is the only way that I can see a future where I'm happy and comfortable with myself. Nick
both
suffers...
legs or what?
Just one. Mm. Can't remember his right. Oh, left leg, sorry. Mm. Not that it's important. Nick suffers from a rare debilitating condition known as Body Integrity Identity Disorder, BEID, which stops sufferers from recognising body parts as their own. So they seek to get rid of these rejected limbs. I can tell you exactly where it stops being my body, Nick explains, pointing 3 inches below his right hip. Sorry, right leg. I had a 50% chance of getting that right. I fucked it.
The confidence you went
for. I know.
It.
I thought I saw the word left somewhere, but I was incorrect. After that, it's not me. I've always felt that way.
Mm.
I remember vividly around the age of 10 feeling like something wasn't right with my body, and I just had this disgust towards my right leg.
Oh God.
It was only when I began studying psychology at university that I realised it had a name. Nick, who has never left his flat on his crutches, describes feeling a constant itch in his leg, which can take hours to relieve, making him scratch furiously.
Oh,
Jesus.
God, that's awful.
Do you remember the guy that built a guillotine in his garden so he could try and cut his arm off? Because he had something wrong with it, didn't he?
Yeah.
And unsurprisingly, his homemade guillotine didn't really do the job.
Oh, God.
And just hacked away at
Dixieland.
Good times. Binding the leg and pretending he has a stump relieves it, but the strapping is only manageable for a few hours. Mm-hmm. Nick from Edinburgh says, I have no association with my right leg. It feels like it shouldn't be there. It's similar if you have a weird growth on your arm. It would revolt you, and you'd want to get it taken off as quickly as possible. That's how I feel about my leg, but obviously I can't get it removed.
Mm.
Jesus. 3 years ago on a BIID, also known as BEID, online forum, he found a person willing to put him in touch with a surgeon who would amputate.
Oh.
Nick paid £20,000, but the person and money disappeared.
Bastard.
Oh, that's so out of order. I couldn't report it because... being voluntarily amputated is a crime, so I could have implicated myself into something. Fucking hell. But more than that, how do you explain it? I hadn't told anyone about what I was going through, and at that point, a fear of being branded a freak, I couldn't face telling the police. That is a fucking bummer.
Yeah.
Nick took matters into his own hands. He has injected his leg with medical strength alcohol three times since 2014, hoping to cause so much damage that doctors would have to amputate.
Fuck.
Jesus. Good times.
Good times.
Right. Whatever I said at the beginning about saying let's have a really good time and forget about the shit that's going on in the world, this has turned out to be a bit of a bummer. So that doctors would have to amputate. The day I first did it, the itch was intense, he says. I needed to do something and I thought either this will work or I'll try something more drastic. At one stage, he even considered putting his right leg on a train track.
Oh.
This has taken a turn. I read it earlier. I thought it would be fine. I've made a huge mistake. But I've started and I'm stubborn and I refuse to accept that I've made something very bad happen to all of us. Yeah, okay. Right leg on a train track. Let's go from there. He adds of injecting his own leg. I didn't need to drum up any courage because I don't feel like it's really attached to me. Except it is and it would
Except
hurt.
Except it
yeah.
is. And
I think
really,
you'd regret
that.
God,
that fucking hurt.
You're going to regret that. I just don't care at all what happens to it. Everything else I care about deeply, so I had to measure the alcohol out carefully as I didn't want to do any damage to any other part of my body.
He just really loves his hip.
I'm just a big fan of my elbows. Nick made arrangements for a taxi to take him to hospital each time, thinking he couldn't call an ambulance because the damage was self-inflicted. But before he had time to get to A&E, the feeling returned to his leg. Jesus. Each time I've tried this, it's been incredibly painful. You can feel the alcohol drying up in your muscles, but after the pain, there's a feeling of success because the limb goes numb.
Oh.
That's good, isn't it? Oh, no, it's not good. Eventually, though, the leg just goes back to normal. Wicked. That'd be fucking annoying.
Like when I get drunk.
Not the same, but thanks
Depends
for making it all
levels.
About you.
Depends what levels.
Somehow we managed to make a story about a guy that doesn't believe his leg belongs to him and wants to amputate it about her,
yeah.
which is almost impossible, I thought. Nick says, I've been in two relationships since I realised I had BIID, also known as BEED, but I've never told either of my partners. I think the relationships were affected because I have this part of my body that I'm repulsed by when I touch it. So you can imagine what it feels like when somebody else touches it.
Dear.
I can relate. No touching, please.
No touching.
Not in this heat.
What was our new rule? Just yeah, no touching above 23 degrees.
Or do just no touching. No touching above 23 degrees and 30 years of age. Secondly, I'm always hiding this secret from them. How do I explain it? Jeez Louise, sorry about the bummer of a story. I thought we were going to have
Is that the last comment?
How do I explain it?
Just knows he'll never find love.
He's got a girlfriend now, I think. Oh, no, he hasn't. There was a photo of him with a woman, but I think that was actually a psychologist, not a lady lover. That's a bummer. So there you have it. Nick is having a fairly bad time. Sorry for making you all sit through that, but let's just feel happy that we like both our legs.
Yeah.
And if you don't have both your legs, don't worry about it, because, you know, at least you got your arms, as Ricky Gervais would have said in The Office. Yeah.
Okay, let's move away from that.
Just really important to pump up the energy, pump up the volume. Let's get silly again. Please tell me you've got a fun story.
Yeah, well, basically, not for you,
Great.
For me.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You're getting trolled by our listeners.
Why?
Joe Golding, who sends us loads of great stories, has messaged saying, let me read the exact phrase.
I did look at our message.
This will annoy Anna so much.
Oh, don't troll me, Joe. We're going to be best pals, yeah?
Breatharian couple.
I hate this already.
Breatharian couple.
What's that mean?
I'll tell you.
Ugh.
Claim they live a food-free lifestyle.
Oh my God, I saw this.
And haven't felt hungry since 2008.
I feel hungry and I ate a banana 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
This isn't a thing. I did see this and I refused to read it because I knew this would happen. Right, I'm furious. Well done, Joe. Hope you're happy.
Several people have died attempting to follow a similar lifestyle, but experts suggest followers may be deluded rather than deceitful.
Okay, fine.
So, studies have shown health benefits of brief periods of fasting.
Yeah.
That old, good old 5-2, which is very popular with older people.
I'm sorry,
they love
I don't believe that 5-2 is a good way of doing stuff. You know, you're allowed 500 calories a day.
Yeah.
That's a bit of old chicken broth and a lettuce leaf and one and a half grapes.
But if you're old and you just sit at home, apparently it's well easy.
Oh, fuck off.
But
wouldn't you be bored? You'd just be sat here going, I can't wait for my one and a half grapes for dinner.
I never get bored at home. I'd watch so much good telly.
Yeah, but don't you think... Well, look, we can't get into this. I'm getting carried away.
But one couple is making the bizarre claim that they have learned to survive largely without food and instead are sustained by... cosmic love. Nourishment. Camila Castello and Akahi Ricardo, 36 and 34 and 36,
sure.
are what is known as
douchebags,
breatharians.
Ugh.
Vegetarians eat vegetables.
Another thing from Notting Hill was one of the girls he goes on a date with, you mm-hmm. know, when he's getting set up. One of the women is a fruitarian who only eats fruits and vegetables that have died or fallen to the ground themselves because otherwise they've been murdered.
I have no recollection of that happening.
Oh, it's
horrendous. Did you watch like an extended cut?
No, I just watched it recently and I really concentrated. I just love films.
I really don't concentrate when I'm watching telly.
No, I don't think you do.
Is it only me? Right, I'll watch TV and then I'll always have to refer to people as like, oh, the blonde one married to the dark-haired one. I never take in character names.
I do. Game of Thrones, I don't know what any of the names are.
No idea what any of them
are. Apart from Jon Snow. Mm. Nice, classic, normal name.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Tiny penis, apparently.
Oh! Where did you get that from?
The producers said they had to give John, I know you called him John Smith, I think I've got a drink problem. Mm. John Snow a tiny penis because he was too good looking. So they just decided in their head that he'd have a tiny penis.
Cool.
Cool, nice dick. Nice nubbin.
The breatharians say they eat just 3 times a week with each meal, consisting of just a piece of fruit or some vegetable broth.
Vegetable broth, delish.
Yeah. Such claims have attracted only 3 times a week, though. Such
it.
Claims have attracted equal measures of ridicule and alarm in the past. Breatharianism.
If you have to say that word one more time, I'm going
to
pummel you.
That's a lot more times I've got to say it. Has been linked to the deaths of several people.
Yes.
Deaths.
Because you're drinking celery water and half a grape.
Including
assholes.
Verity Lynn, a 49-year-old, I should know better, 49-year-old Australian, whose emaciated body was found on a mountain in northwest Scotland.
Oh, I know what would be a good idea. I haven't eaten anything for the last 17 years, but I'm going to climb a mountain like a fucking bellend.
Alongside a diary recounting her 21-day fast and a copy of a book by the founder of breatharianism, known as...
This has to be a joke.
Jas Mahin.
I'm fuming right now.
Born in Australia as Ellen Grieve, Jas Mahin has herself warned of the dangers of life with no food.
Then what are you writing books about?
If a person is unprepared and not listening to their... Because you need to listen to your inner voice and it'll be fine.
Oh,
there can be many problems. She just recommended 21 days.
Mm.
From extreme weight loss to even loss of their life, she says in one of her books.
Great.
She took part in a monitored fast for a TV show, but the show's doctors cut it short to 7 days because she basically was dehydrated, lost weight and couldn't speak. She started speaking really weirdly and slowly.
Is this a bit like what David Blaine did when he was up in that box?
Oh, yeah.
He didn't eat for ages, did he?
No.
Was that slightly different?
He's People got
the
power of
the black circle or whatever you call it. Magic circle, not
black. He was cheating.
Was it?
Wasn't he? Wasn't it like the trick?
He was cheating.
Wasn't it a trick?
Yeah, but still. How was he getting sandwiches?
Probably go Burger King.
Well, no, he was always in the box.
Yeah, but was he?
Yeah.
No, he can't have been, can he?
Let us know, anyone, if you've got any inside gossip.
Nevertheless.
On something that happened 15 years ago and is completely irrelevant to everyone.
Castello and Ricardo, who live between California and Ecuador. Sure. Ecuador!
Have they got children? They're not making children do this, are they?
Yeah, they'd have got kids. Say they have forgotten what it feels like to be hungry. Oh my God, is there anything more annoying than the person going, I just don't get hungry. Yeah. I don't feel hungry.
Or like, oh yeah, I don't really like snacking. Yeah, I've never really been that bothered about chocolate.
I just really always just liked healthy food.
I'm a big fan of just drinking water and being miserable.
They claim that they survive on the energy that exists in the universe and in themselves.
No.
Humans can easily be without food as long as they are connected to the energy that exists in all things and through breathing.
Castello really says. That is interesting.
For 3 years, Akahi and I didn't eat anything at all.
No, that's not true.
And so now we only occasionally, if we're in a social situation.
Yeah, but the problem with that is not true. That piece of information is garbage, so that's fine.
She claimed, with my first child, I practiced a breatharian pregnancy.
That's incredibly dangerous.
Hunger was a foreign sensation to me.
Right.
I fully lived on light.
That sounds good.
And ate nothing.
That sounds awesome.
My blood tests were impeccable.
Mm-hmm.
But Dee Dawson, who is an expert on eating disorders, says basically...
You're an idiot.
They're a fraud. She says they might not know that they're a fraud though. You know, like, so have you ever been...
What she
says is... Obese people who come into my surgery say to me, doctor, why am I not losing weight? I haven't eaten all week. Then I say, what did you have for breakfast? And then they say, oh, just 3 pieces of toast. Then for lunch, I had a sausage and some chips. So you know, like, the whole thing where you think you've been good and you're not.
And then you're suddenly like, oh, no way.
So she says that basically people will say, I've not eaten.
What the?
These They've clowns. Deluded themselves they've
these
not eaten.
These clowns have gone to a newspaper to tell their story.
Yeah.
When they're blatantly talking shit.
Yeah. They do say that with their children, they don't encourage breatharianism. We never try to change them. We let them eat whatever they want. Juices, vegetables, pizza or ice cream. Definitely
Bullshit.
Those kids have never had ice cream.
No. And they wear a lot of fucking hemp tie-dye vests.
We want them to explore the different tastes and have a healthy relationship with the food as they grow. It would be unfair to impose breatharianism upon our children.
God, I hate them so much. You were right, Joe. I couldn't be more cross right now.
There is a freedom that comes with not being attached to food, Ricardo says.
Fuck off. I love being attached to food.
I love food. Obviously, our living costs are a lot less than most families.
Great. That's just great.
And that means we can spend our money on things that really matter, like travelling and exploring.
And the herb, I would imagine.
The herb.
They can't smoke the herb because they get the munchies. Well, they're going to have fucking celery juice.
They're surviving off cosmic nourishment. So maybe they could satisfy their munchies with that. Mm. Just to let you know, the NHS does recommend eating.
Yeah, just a warning at the end of this story. Don't be a breatharian or whatever they're called, because they're fucking dicks.
Also, people take the piss out of you like us.
Yeah. Okay, well done, Joe. You've really fucking pissed me off.
I feel really even more hot after that story.
I'm starving.
Joe, we're hungry and hot.
I can't explain to you how hungry I am.
I'm sorry. You just had a little microcosm into what my boyfriend has to deal with.
Yeah, you got a bit stroppy then. Yeah. Don't panic.
And then
look,
I
we're nearly done. You can go and
bad.
Have a sandwich.
Yeah.
I only played with my cock on the bus because I lost my fidget spinner.
No. Right, we can't have a fidget spinner story
every fucking week. I'll just remind you of what I said there.
Yeah.
I only played with my cock, my cock and balls on the bus because I lost my fidget spinner.
Right, fair.
1 week there will be a story without a fidget spinner, but right now it's very current. So I'm
hot topic, hot topic.
Really big deal. A man caught fondling his penis on a bus told police he was only playing with himself because he'd lost his fidget spinner.
Fucking hell.
Thomas Arden Cooper, 58, was nicked after a passenger filmed him interfering with himself and then posted the evidence online.
Fidget spinners are for kids anyway.
Well, I've seen a 58. Fidget. I'm pretty sure I've seen a fidget spinner dildo as well recently.
No,
I saw one that actually was like, had been made into a dildo thing.
Oh,
fucked up.
Just turned it, flicked it against your clit.
I can't really deal with this
flick.
Footage shows Arden Cooper furiously pulling his pud, then...
Oh, no.
I don't know that you're going to like
What's that, pulling his pud?
The worst part is that is not the worst part.
Oh, my God.
Let me just say this.
Okay, say it.
I'm just going to get it done quickly. Footage shows Arden Cooper furiously pulling his pud, then squirting his dirty nut gravy over a female passenger's shopping bag.
Nut gravy?
Spurting his dirty nut gravy over a female passenger's shopping bag. And they're fucking expensive now. 5p. In nut gravy.
If this did happen, obviously, I would feel bad, give you the warning about it being a sexual assault. But I can see, Anna, that this is a Sunday sports story.
That's bullshit. And you're just jealous, girl. Mm. You want a bit of that. I'm not even going to say it.
Man gravy.
Nut gravy. Never heard that before. The video clip became an internet hit. I mean, I haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
No.
Let's Google that tomorrow. The video clip became an internet hit, shared several thousand times.
Several thousand times.
And Arden Cooper was soon recognised by a former work colleague. And by former, I assume you mean he's a jobless cider drinking wanker.
Mm.
When he was arrested at his home in Splint in Cumbria, the ex-postman claimed to have attention deficit disorder. Is that right?
Deficit? ADHD.
And told cops he normally carried a trendy fidget spinner to keep his hands occupied.
Yeah.
But Aidan Cooper said he'd absentmindedly opened his flies and then started to masturbate.
Oh!
We've all been there, yeah? I forgot not to masturbate on the bus. He claimed only to have realised when he was doing a... He claimed only to have realised what he was doing as he neared the vinegar stroke.
Oh!
And that there was no point stopping.
What's the vinegar stroke
it's
again?
Like the last stroke before you come.
Why vinegar?
Because it makes you do a face that looks like you're smelling vinegar.
No.
You never heard of that before?
I have, but I forgot what it meant.
I thought
it was something that stinged.
No, so it's like makes you do a face. I'm absolutely not going to do it, but it makes you looks like you're smelling vinegar. You know when you put too much in your chips and you go, oh, yeah, there you go. I nearly did it then. I went to a pub quiz one night with our friend Debs, and it was held by a drag queen, and she was very much called Miss Vinegar Strokes, and she was a gorgeous gal, but boy, did she masturbate a lot that night.
What? Are you serious?
No, of course not. That's great. Anyway, Vinegar Stroke, there was no point stopping. Fine. But magistrates heard that Arden Cooper had 13 previous convictions for public indecency, gross indecency, indecent exposure, and an offence involving a goat that can't be described in a family newspaper.
A family newspaper?
The Sunday Sport is
not
a fantastic...
Not gravy.
You're being unfair. So I'm wondering if the ADD is bullshit. Mm. The case was adjourned until July 12th, but we'll let you know how it pans out. I've got a feeling he's going to get away with it.
Right.
I think that's a perfectly good...
Oh my god.
He's got a lovely face, and he isn't just a stock image. It really is a person who's been wanking on the bus, even though he shouldn't have been.
Not gravy.
So, I think we'll let you know July the 12th what the dealio is, whether he's going to jail or whether he's got away with it.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to find out, and I know you are, Rhiannon, because you live for this shit.
I live for this shit. And what is really good about you, Anna, is you always do follow-ups.
Yeah, I do.
So I know that you will definitely tell me
admittedly, I talk the talk, but I very rarely walk the fidget spinner nut gravy walk, admittedly. But I will try and remember, but let's be honest, I can hardly remember my own name. So don't worry about that. So there you have it. There's our stories for this week. Another fantastic, if I do say so myself, episode of IRL UK coming at you through your ear zones.
There's a couple of things that I didn't expect that just really took me.
It's been an eye-opening
Keep smiling,
evening.
Cunt.
Oh, yeah, keep smiling, cunt. Wasn't great. Stick a Smirnoff Ice in your flesh flaps. Deflating on the way out because there's not enough. You're too big for the door.
Yeah.
Just a general good selection of stories. Yeah. And sorry if I bummed you out about the guy with the leg who wants it to get run over by a train.
You brought it up again.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that. Okay, positive vibes. Please do tell us if you're having a good time listening to IRL UK podcast. Get us on Twitter at IRL_UK_podcast. That's the same for Instagram. If you want to find us on Facebook, why not? Might as well do the big three. Mm. That's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Mm. Then search for us in the Fussier Book search bar and you will find us, hopefully, unless you're doing something wrong, spelling it wrong, something stupid. But let us know if there's any stories you want us to do and we'll just put up lots of silly pictures for you. GIFs, memes, all the big ones, all the main ones.
Tell your friends and family to listen to us.
Oh yeah, spread the word. I wish we could say that if you tell your friends about us, then we'll give you a prize or... You know, like they do at gyms, if you recommend a friend, you get money off. But there's literally nothing we can do for
you. I tell you what, if you tell a friend to listen, the next episode will be half price.
Then prove to us that they've listened as well, because otherwise everyone will try this.
Screen grab.
Screen grab. Prove, and it has to be a photo of them laughing.
Yeah.
And 50... it has to be with a photo of today's newspaper.
Okay.
So we know it's not an old listener.
Newspaper.
You would need a photo of you with today's Sunday Sport.
Now.
And also, what half price? There's no fucking price, is
there?
That's
the point.
But you're having a go at me for coming up with all these mad rules.
But I just want people to tweet us and do nice things.
Okay, well, just get in touch. Tell your friends. Tell your mum. Mm. If you
live
with your mum.
Tell your mum.
If you live with your mum, even better. Listen to it together with your hooker fiancé. And just have the greatest time with it. And I guess we'll just speak to you next week.
Because we love you.
We love you dearly. And please do not spurt your nut gravy on someone's
face. Oh, bye!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.